Welcome to the Sunday Class Darts 140 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday the 29th of October 2023. Hello! This week we are going to be celebrating York Scottish Country Dance Club's Platinum Anniversary, for which they held a dance at the weekend with Sandy Nixon and his band playing. So, about half the tracks today will be from Sandy's various recordings, but used for dances with a York connection. And that main connection is through the Brown family, Malcolm and Helen Brown, and their sons Duncan and Alistair. To begin, I have chosen the Royal York Reel, devised by May McFarlane in 2005 for the Tayside Dance Collection Volume 2. This is an 8x32 bar reel, which begins with ones and twos changing places on the sides, and then ones followed by twos dance down between the threes and cast up to the top for a two-couple allemande, ones finishing facing first corners. The second 16 bars are corners chain. And for the music, we will have Sandy Nixon and his band playing Sandy Nixon's Reel with the lead tune by Ian MacPhail. Nixon, the tune, is by Ian MacPhail, and on this recording on repeat prescription, Sandy followed it with Tony Reed of Balnakilly by Angus Cameron, Lowe's Hornpipe by William Marshall, and Archie Mengis by John Lowe. The first of our dances from the Brown family is the Strass Bay Ruby Wilkinson's Farewell to Cranshaws, written by Alistair Brown on Ruby's retirement as summer school director and subsequent house move. The dance was swiftly adopted by the RSCDS for Book 52, and Jim Lindsay made the recording. Tune, Ruby Wilkinson of Cranshaws, is by George Meikle, and the other two tunes were Blair Drummond by an unknown composer and Miss Anne Rutherford by Walter Rutherford. Moving on to Brother Duncan Brown, we will have two dances by him on a common theme, Summer School at St. Andrews. First, my favourite jig, The Checkered Court, devised in 2001 to celebrate the famous black and white checked floor at St. Andrews University. The dance was included in Book 42 for the 70th Summer School, and Marian Anderson and her band recorded the CD.
Thank you.
The tunes for the Chequered Court were Lady Charlotte Murray's Favourite Jig by Neil Gow, Donald Ridley's Compliments to Colin Dewar, Coldingham by Muriel Johnston, and Margaret and Jim Dewar by Colin Dewar. 7 years later, Duncan was again at summer school and wrote a reel as tribute to Fred DeMars, who taught the Highland class. An article in the San Francisco branch newsletter gave rise to the alternative title for this dance, as Donna Weidenfeller had told of the demise of the checkered floor, which had been replaced by nondescript carpeting. So take your partners for the Nondescript Carpet Court, or tribute to Fred DeMars, an 8x32 bar reel. Once cross, cast two, dance up to the top, and cast to second place. Chain rights and lefts for six bars. Those in second place each time are crossing diagonally, right hand, left hand, right hand. Then as twos and threes cross right hand, ones turn right hand to face second corner positions. Half a reel of four with second corners, turn left hand to half reel of four with first corners. And the dance finishes with six hands round and back. For this dance, I have chosen another Sandy Nixon track, Miss Suzanne Barber, especially for Sheila Bain. Thank you. Those tunes from Sandy Nixon were Miss Suzanne Barber by Ian MacPhail, Miss Jane of Violet Bank by Max Houlihan, The Well Wind by Jim Johnston, and The General Election by Bobby McLeod. Our next Rasp Bay is part of my connection with York Club and many of its members 10 or so years ago, when about 20 of them joined me on dancing holidays in Portugal and Spain. Louise Keegan was the White Rose Festival organiser in 1991 and had a dream, more of a nightmare she recalled, and devised a demonstration dance which she called Festival Dream. We enjoyed watching this dance in Canil in Spain in February 2014, performed by 8 York dancers to the original music by Pat Clark, played by Louise's son. Louise was a Blue Badge guide in York and East Yorkshire and lost a long fight against cancer in October 2014. Her dance and the original music score were published posthumously in TSC Dance Book 2, and we will hear Marian Anderson and her band playing for Festival Dream. The tune for Festival Dream is Louise and Ian Keegan by Pat Clark. In the same era as I was meeting York dancers in Southern Europe, Malcolm and Helen Brown were travelling to Russia, teaching and promoting SCD. And in 2009, Malcolm wrote the jig Links with St. Petersburg, which was adopted by the RSCDS for Book 46. The dance begins with ones and twos dancing set and link on the sides, and then across. Ones followed by twos dance down, the lady turns under her partner's arm, and they dance back up to progressed places. Next 8 bars are ones turning the twos and then the threes on the sides with the easy hand, and the last 8 bars are Hello Goodbye setting. Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band play 3 William Marshall tunes. Thank you. Those tunes, all by William Marshall, were The Cregellachy Lasses, Miss Gordon of Park, and Miss Hannah of Elgin. A nice little Strass Bay which I found, devised by Helen Brown, is the Friday class. In a three-couple set, ones dance down, up behind the threes, lead up left hand to cross out of the top, and cast a second place opposite sides. All three couples set, cross right, set, and half turn right into Allemande hold. Twos and threes facing up, ones facing down. Dance a circulating Allemande with ones finishing facing first corners. Corners pass and turn. For this I have chosen the track For By Dundonald, played by Sandy and the band. Tune there was Miss Leslie Lowe by Sandy Nixon, and the other two were Roseacre and Glen Coe, both by James Scott Skinner. Back to Alistair Brown for this next dance, Al's Fiddle, for which Alistair also wrote the named tune. The dance is a reel, and another with Hello Goodbye setting in. Very briefly, ones cross, cast, and half figures of eight to face first corners for the Hello Goodbye. Reels of three across, and then corner partner, corner partner. Again, no recording, so here is Sandy Nixon's band with Gordon Young's reel. Hello, Gordon. Hope you are well. Thank you. Young by Sandy Nixon, and then The Black Boy, traditional, Gene Kirkpatrick's Fancy by Adam Rennie, and Mrs. Mary Printy, the tune Ian MacPhail wrote for his grandmother. Time for our 8x Strass Bay, and this is an involved dance by Duncan Brown called Miss Helen Cleaves, which has two weasel reels danced on the diagonal. I was introduced to it at Moreland, where it took us most of a morning session to really crack it for everyone. The tune Duncan asked for is Piper Play the Light Strass Bay, which hasn't been recorded by anyone as the lead, but Sandy includes it as the third tune in this set for Where Friends Meet on his Magic Medicine CD.
Thank you.
tunes on that track, beginning with Miss Marianne Oliphant of Rossi by Robert McIntosh, and then Lord Lindock, Piper Play the Light Strass Bay, Bonnie Bridge, Loudon's Bonnie Woods, Rose Among the Heather, The Back of Catathin, and Lady Graham's Strass Bay. One of the advantages of playing Sandy Nixon on the radio is that he is quick and sometimes speeds up. But no worries about actually having to dance to him, and we can squeeze in an extra dance. This is All Roads Lead to York, a four-couple jig by Pat Clark, for which she also devised the tune, and that's certainly true for me this weekend. Ones and fours turn right hand and cast one place to dance left hand across in the centre. The top three couples now dance a grand chain, then the bottom three couples dance right shoulder reels of three on the sides. Ones and fours in the centre set and dance three-quarter rights and lefts. Another track from Sandy, this time from Highlander Music Volume 1, and some classic jig tunes for The Peary. Cornerhouse Jig and Edmund Mackenzie of Plockton, both by Andrew Rankin, then Tam's Hunting Horn by Ian Munro, and returning to Andrew Rankin to finish with Donald Ian Rankin. That last dance, and this one, were both originally published in 40 and Counting, the book to celebrate York and North Humberside Branch's 40th anniversary. And I was there at the 40th anniversary ball in November 2015 when Malcolm Brown, the deviser, and his demonstration team showed us, and then walked us through, once only, 40 and Counting, the 8x40 reel with the chaperone chain progressions on the diagonal. Being selected for RSCDS Book 52 ensured a wonderful recording by Jim Lindsay, but I wonder how often it turns up on social dance programmes. Thank you. Placidius chose The Earl of Seafield's Reel by Donald Grant as the lead tune for 40 and Counting, and Jim Lindsay followed this with three from Muriel Johnston, One for All, Two for One, and The Berwick Braveheart. I hope you've enjoyed this roundup from York, the Browns, and Sandy Nixon, and we'll play out with Jesse Fleming's Polka by Sandy from his Merino Magic CD from 1999. Thanks to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH, and to you all for listening, and hope you'll tune in again next week. Bye!